Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Good morning. Guys, very packed studio today. Let me tell you why. Bernie, my dog, is sitting on my lap right now, and it's not because I'm codependent. The reason he's sitting on my lap is he's going to be flying this week, so we're trying to get him comfortable with being... He's literally licking the mic right now. We're trying to get him comfortable with being in public. So if I say things like, stop peeing, I'm not talking to David. I am talking to the dog, and he's my co-host today, and I'm very excited. But also joining me is another guest. We have Kathy DeBono here. She was on a few weeks ago. You may know her as the co-star of the popular web series We Have to Stop Now. But more importantly, what she's going to be talking about today... Well, first of all, good morning, Kathy.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
Is it safe for me to say that you are out as a lesbian but closeted as a psychic?
Yes, I guess that's safe to say. Right? Yeah, I still don't give myself that title, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, we had coffee yesterday, and Kathy and I have become friends. And first of all, she's an amazing therapist and has a website called kathyisin.com. And I'm lucky enough to announce the fact that she's also going to be doing a show here on Transformation Talk Radio, correct?
I am.
Is it going to be called Kathy's In? What's the show going to be called?
I think we're going to call it Kathy is In.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of a playoff of a, you know, some folks might know of a show that I did online called What's Your Problem? And it was a video show. Mm-hmm. And now this is just going to be sort of the radio version of that.
Right.
And
less makeup.
No makeup. That's the fun
part.
You're
not wearing any makeup.
Well, right now I am. I was going to see you boys. I had to get pretty.
Did you really do that for us? Or are you being serious? Or you
I did it so that I wouldn't frighten you.
Okay.
Well, you look beautiful.
Well, the funny part is Kathy and I had coffee yesterday, and we were talking about it's so interesting because, you know, one of the things that I've struggled with in my life is sometimes I have this imposter syndrome that I give advice, and yet I'm not a therapist. I'm fine with the psychic title. I get that. I own it. Like, that's really easy for me. So we sat and had coffee, and she was like, you know, sometimes I get feelings and impressions about people. And I was like, run with it. And I was like, and sometimes I want to give guidance. And she was like, run with that.
Yeah. It's like where do you draw that line? You know, and especially when you're thinking about the fact that you have to think in terms of legalities when you're in my position because you have a state license and you don't want to step outside your practice or your expertise.
Yeah.
You don't want to falsely advertise what you're doing for people. But at the same time, there's this intuition or these energetic impressions that I can get, and it doesn't happen with everyone, but it happens with a lot of folks, where I kind of just want to jump in and give them the information. And when I'm comfortable enough with someone, and I do, very often it's, you know, value, information of value.
But don't you think that's like, I'm curious, when you were in school or when you're in your practice, like, I can tell, I like a therapist that, you know, I've had different kinds of therapists, some that are more verbal than others. I don't like the kind that sits there with a clipboard and just goes, you know, I like someone that actually says, this is what I'm getting from what you're discussing.
Right. You would not be a fan of analysis.
No, I don't even know the difference.
And that you're kind of describing analysis. Like, there's different modalities, right? And so an analyst would say as little as possible.
I just thought that was a generational thing. Like, that's what my dad says. He's always like, I'm going to my analyst. I'm like, it's your therapist. I just thought that was like a generational thing.
It's a modality.
Okay.
It's a different approach.
So that's just listening?
It's they're listening, but they're also sort of remaining, in the simplest terms, they're remaining a blank slate and giving as little of themselves as possible so the client can fill the room and project all of their own self onto that therapist. And then that therapist can use those projections to sort of help inform what they're learning about the client and how the client is relating in their relationships.
That just sounds lazy.
Do you get feedback? Do you get feedback at any point from that kind
from
of
an
therapist?
Analyst?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, they have to participate, right? I mean, but the reason they stay back so much and don't inject themselves so much is because it truly is all about the client. And the more, the less the client knows about their analyst, the better, because it's going to be all their projections coming out in the dynamic of the relationship.
Like. Yeah.
And that's exactly why they do it.
Okay.
And so then their job becomes helping you interpret the relationship you're creating with them.
Right.
Even though you don't know anything about who they are, because basically that's how we move through the world, and they'll help you recognize the things you're projecting out into the world.
I think I keep thinking of that scene from Mad Men. I can't remember her name right now, the one who's pregnant.
Right.
But she kept going to... Did you watch Mad Men?
No.
She kept going to her therapist over and over again, and he didn't say anything. He was just really quiet, and she'd be, like, smoking a cigarette lying on the couch. And then the therapist would call her husband
to tell
him what he thought was wrong with her. Isn't that crazy?
It was Donald Draper's wife. I forgot her name.
You're right.
Scandalous.
Good call on Donald Draper. So tell us your version. Like, when you think of motivating, enlightening, kind of challenging people to be their best self, what's your version of therapy, per se?
Well, when I'm doing traditional therapy, mm-hmm. I worked in a modality that you would call psychodynamic, really. So it's got elements of analysis, and I would apply those theories while I'm, you know, sort of in my own brain analyzing what's going on, although I'm not performing analysis. So it's not as by the book as analysis would be. I will participate more in the relationship with the client. But I very much go... I follow my lead with the relationship that I develop with the client. And this is something that you're doing that I would do if I was practicing in person. We had a set schedule. I'm going to see you once a week, twice a week, and we're going to have this journey laid out together.
Right.
And then I'll track it in that way.
Cool.
So a lot of psychodynamic. And then there's some people that just need some cog B. You know, they need to figure out how to behave differently. Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Oh, okay. Cog B.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I know. I'm like, and then there's cog B.
You just want to look smart.
I know.
God, my GED is showing.
I forgot my glasses. I was going to wear my glasses.
I was going to wear my glasses too, but then I thought I was trying too hard to look like a hipster. The funny thing that I have to say, first of all, and Kathy and I were talking about this earlier, if you took a photo of the two of us standing side by side, one would assume that Kathy was the psychic and I was the therapist, because
so true.
Actually, I did the show once for MTV where it was a panel of psychics and we all had to bring our outfits. And I mean, people were bringing like Native American like headdresses, and
brother,
they were getting all spiritual. And I showed up, of course, with like a crisp white shirt and a black sweater. And the styling guy was like, I'm going to need you to like have a crystal or something. And I was like, that's not what I do.
Right.
But
right.
What cracks me up is like Kathy has a tattoo of
Sanskrit.
What is that? Like a mantra or a prayer?
It says liberated by faith.
Right. I mean, you would automatically assume. And that's why I think we make a good pair. So guys, we're going to be taking your calls today, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what I see in the future and basically the psychological perspective as well, which I think is going to be super exciting. So give us a call. The number is, don't have the number in front of me.
1-800-930-2819.
Good. But before we get deep, I have to get shallow. Did you or did you not watch Jersey Shore?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Thoughts?
First I'll admit to seeing every Jersey Shore.
I've watched
all of them. My girlfriend and I love them. I have to say, you know, we love Snooki.
I do too.
Isn't she hilarious?
I think she's great. Not enough to buy her book.
Oh, no.
But I do love her. Yeah.
No offense, Snooki, but I don't think I have time to read her book. But we think she's hysterical.
I think she's... And I was impressed. So Snooki, the premiere was this past week, and Snooki has lost quite a bit of weight.
Yes, she has.
They've all changed.
They all looked really good.
They all were like, we have a couple months to rip it out.
I know. And, yeah. You know. She was working out really hard, though.
She was.
Get her confused with the other girl that kind of looks similar.
Her good friend.
Yeah. I guess this is her like sophomore season, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I wasn't as into it as I normally am. There's something about a reality show where the first season, it's so pure because they're so unaware of the camera.
Right.
They're so aware of the camera right now.
They're aware of it. Look at them.
Right.
JWoww went and had like surgery on every part of her body. She doesn't even look like the same person anymore.
It's totally body dysmorphic disorder. Actually, I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah.
So I usually relate to body dysmorphic disorder as being someone who's not able to see the positive things of their body. Like, I think I'm bigger than I actually am. Or like, you know, if I have a pimple, I'm like, it's the size of my forehead. Like, it's totally a distorted reality.
It's distorted, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But does that do the same thing with plastic surgery? I mean, her breasts look ridiculous to me. And you're definitely more of the expert with breasts. You have them. You enjoy them as a lesbian. So do you enjoy them as a lesbian?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Very much.
Good. Yes. Okay. So what I was confused at, though, is it's so not natural.
It's so out of proportion.
I was looking at JWoww. I'm like, it's like old friends coming back, right, when you get hooked on a reality show. And I was like, what did she do?
Yeah, because she was a pretty girl.
She was very attractive girl. Yeah. She was sexy. She had her little, you know, thing going on.
Right.
And now she's had, I mean, Jill and I were trying to break it down last night. We're like, we think she had a nose job.
I didn't notice the nose.
We think her face is Botoxed out.
Yes, it almost
looks like she had a facelift. I think the girl's 24 years old.
Yeah.
She had a boob job. And then there was a scene where she was in a bathing suit and she looks anorexic.
I agree. And I don't know how she can walk in heels without falling over. That's crazy.
I just felt, when I watched it, I felt immediately sort of sad because I wondered about the pressure that this show must have put on
her.
For them to go away, I don't know how much of a hiatus they have between shooting seasons.
Yeah.
But it couldn't be, even if we give them a whole year, which I don't think it was.
Right.
It couldn't have even been a year.
It's not enough time for the swelling to go down.
It's not enough time to have all that work
right.
done, lose all that weight,
yeah.
unless the pressure from inside of you
right.
is so great
right.
that that's all you're focused on.
And technically speaking, she was kind of cast as like the hot one, right? Like Snooki was kind of like, they used to call her the meatball. This is not me. I've just committed it to memory. But I think she was kind of considered the hot one.
I guess so. I don't know.
Right?
I mean, they're all attractive.
Yeah, well, I don't they're lovely people, and I'm sure they're going to make a change in the world. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break soon, but call us in with your questions. You're going to get psychic advice and therapeutic advice. It's free. Come on now. Or go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click the instant feedback button, and you can submit your questions, and I might read it live on the air. Also, guys, I'm going to be in New York, so if you want to see me on August 17th, call 1-877-936-8425. This is Dougal Fraser, my co-host today, Kathy DeBono. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com. All right, just
okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Very exciting morning today. My co-host, Kathy DeBono, she is a therapist. She is a closeted psychic. We've discussed this.
Oh,
we're going to work on it.
And
we're taking your calls today and giving out free advice. So we're going to go to our first caller in one of my favorite places, Canada. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So what's going on in your life? How can we help you?
Okay. I'm currently experiencing a lot of changes in my life. And I may be moving about 500 kilometers away from where I live right now, and it's mostly for my career purpose.
Mm. You know what's interesting? The minute I start to focus in on your energy, I get a tightness in my belly and my solar plexus, and that's kind of the seat of the soul. It's the personal power. In my opinion, for the past several years, a lot of the decisions you have made has been for the best of other people. It's like you've been too shy or kind of behind the scenes, and the universe is giving you the opportunity right now to be right front and center, where you are the one doing all of the receiving. You're being seen, and it's like you're in more of a position of power. Now, as much as I think you've been kind of creating that and envisioning it in your head, it feels like you might have some resistance to it, but ultimately, I feel really good about it. There's something about your social circle changing, where I'm around people that seem to support who I am and allow me to be the best that I can possibly be, rather than being around people who, it's not that they want to use you. I don't want to sound spooky, but I do feel like there were some people who are kind of energetically taking advantage of you. Does that make sense?
Oh, a lot of sense, yes.
Yeah, and there's something about your nature where you are, I don't know if it's your upbringing, but there's something about being comfortable with being overlooked, meaning if we sit down at a table, there are 10 of us, and we're all going to have a bagel, but there's only 9, you're kind of the first one instinctually to go, nothing for me, I'll be fine. And the universe realizes that you're good at that, but now we want you to get into a position where you're the one in alignment with your personal power, where you're taking care of yourself, and that seems to be honored. It's like people seem to be very comfortable with letting you be ignored, and I don't want that anymore. I want you to be in the spotlight. Does that make sense?
Oh, a lot of sense, yes.
And so what do you want to what's your question specifically?
Okay, specifically, I've been single for over 5 years.
Yeah.
And I feel my guide, my twin flame just around the corner. I almost feel him. But I'm wondering, can you see him, and is he around me here in this region, or will I meet him after I move?
After you move, for sure. Admittedly, you are in a career cycle right now. Everything in life tends to come in a cycle. So right now, it seems like we're being focused on your career. Once the career is in alignment and that transition has happened, after that, then we'll manifest in a relationship. I got to be honest with you, though. When I focus on relationships for you, that does seem to be a struggle. I'm concerned about you repeating the same pattern with other relationships that you've had before. And do you, in the past, didn't you tend to attract people who were kind of narcissistic and a little bit more focused on themselves?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of curious also, from a therapeutic perspective, why does that repeat itself? Because she knows that. Like, you know you've done that, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you also know that you seem to attract that again, like in friendships, and there's a part of you that's almost like kind of seduced by it in a weird way.
Well, it may be because I used to feel nice. It feels nice to be needed.
Right.
But that's why I've been single for 5 years. I've been working on myself and trying to change the pattern.
Okay, so here's what I think is interesting. So I hear that she says that, you know what I mean, Kathy? Like, I hear her verbally saying it, but I don't feel it in my gut.
May I interject any?
Oh, of course. Yes, please.
I'm wondering, I have a question for you. Do you easily trust people, or do you sort of have an anxiety in becoming closer to people? It's almost like it's an urgency for you. When you meet someone that you like, you want to know that they trust you and you want to trust them, but it's hard for you to trust. Am I wrong about this?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I get a feeling that you sort of have a suspiciousness about folks. And so the things that Dougal was bringing up, you know, the offering of the first bagel, I'm wondering if that's, you know, the last bagel, I'm wondering if that's driven from a place inside of you of the fear that if you don't take control of your own losses, someone else is going to take it away from you first. So you'd rather give up that bagel, to use that metaphor.
Rather than be disappointed.
Rather than be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a mother of 2 teenagers, 16 and 17-year-olds. So,
well, you're never going to get a bagel.
And I've been putting them first all of my life.
Yeah.
And now part of the change is that they're leaving most of the time with their dad.
Mm.
And one is going to college this fall, and the next one will be going to college the year after. So it's a new life for me coming up, and it's just I need to get around changing my way of thinking about family.
Mm. Well, what I love, first of all, is that this is preventative, because so many people wait for, you know, everyone to move out and then that emptiness. So the fact that you're doing this before it's going to happen, you're aware of the fact that it's going to happen, is great. Here's my tip. Before you can manifest a relationship, you need to get yourself in a group dynamic. I think group therapy would be awesome for you, because in group therapy, you get to see how you function as a microcosm of the world. You can say, this is what went on in my week. Everybody can then give their opinion of how you presented it, your style, your energy, and it's equal. The energy moves around the room.
I think it's a great idea, Dougal.
As you create that equal energy, it will help you attract in an equal again. But this to me feels like a core issue. It's something that's going to present itself over and over and over again. And occasionally, we keep going back to this darn bagel reference. Occasionally, you need to say, at least can I split the bagel? You know, you don't have to pull it away from someone. But I think we just have to get your consciousness comfortable with being the center of attention. Okay?
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Annie, get curious about that fear of yours, your willingness to step back and give over to others in order to – I'm feeling that it keeps you safe.
Yeah.
I would like for you to examine it from a place of, what am I afraid of? What would the risk be if I actually put myself first here or demanded equal attention?
Right.
And the good news is, because I know this is part of what you're calling for, I do see a relationship for you. I do see what I would consider to be a second soulmate, the first one being the one that you had your children with. And the second relationship pops up in about a year. I see the first letter S for a Steve for a name. I don't know if it's actually going to be Steve, but I do see an S. And I see someone that owns their own business, and don't laugh at me, but it has something to do with boats or the sea, or there's like a nautical kind of energy there. But this doesn't seem to happen for at least a year.
Okay.
But in order to enjoy the relationship, you have to get comfortable receiving. And if you can work on that, I think you'll manifest it pretty quickly, okay?
Well, great.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Take care.
Take care.
So I think that's a good tip. There's something about, you know, confronting that independence by putting them in that group therapy situation, because then you can get comfortable and people can kind of confront you. And
yeah, group therapy is great when you're trying to work on relational dynamics,
because
it's a situation where you're in a room with a group full of people, and the idea is to talk about what people don't normally talk about.
You and know, it's like, cheaper.
It is. You're
it's
right.
Cost
it's
effective.
Usually cheaper. Yeah.
So we're going to go to one more caller. We've got Marissa on the phone calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm great.
Marissa.
So what's going on in your life?
Actually, everything is perfectly fine in my I feel that I'm very blessed in my life in all aspects. But for some odd reason, my romantic life kind of doesn't take off as I would like it to.
Mm.
It just seems like I'm kind of stuck in this limbo. And I just, you know, I would like to know what's going on as far as that, as my romance life goes.
Okay, so the first image that I get is most of your energy is from the shoulders and above. And I see like a really, really soft purple, which is a very spiritual color. It's the light of the peaceful warrior. But in my opinion, you're a little bit out of your body. And sometimes when you're out of your body, it's a little bit harder for people to connect with you. It's like they like to be around you because you make them feel relaxed. You make them feel connected. You make them feel open. But there's something about needing to ground your energy a little bit more so that people can actually like see you and connect with you. I would imagine meditation comes naturally to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And like the spiritual stuff, all that stuff comes really naturally. Like feels like you've done a lot of work. You're very, very open. But I think at this point, the pendulum may have swung too far in that direction. We may be too open. What kind of meditation practice do you do?
Meditation? Actually, really, I just kind of pray.
You just kind of pray. Okay, so one of the things that I want you to work on is some visualizations of grounding your energy. So like in the morning, before like or after the shower, I want you to like stand straight up, standing up, and I want you to envision roots like coming out of your feet and going into the earth. There's something about needing to ground your energy that's really, really important. Purple light is the color of the peaceful warrior. There's something about your energy that's too soft to me. Like it's sweet and it's endearing, but I want to feel more passion. I want to feel more excitement. I want to feel more enthusiasm. And then I think that's going to help you with the law of attraction.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
What have some of your issues been with relationships?
Well, I mean, there's this guy that we've been on and off for like a good 6 years. And it just seems like it's kind of timing that has us a little off. But I mean, there's times where I don't know if I should just let that relationship go.
You gotta let that one go.
Or stay there.
You gotta let that one. What's his name?
Gabriel?
I don't feel connected to that relationship at all. I feel like you really need to let that one go. In my opinion, after 6 years, if there isn't like a full commitment, you don't even feel like you're in a relationship to me, so I don't even completely like count that as a relationship right now. I think you need to ground your energy more in order for someone to connect with you. That's kind of what I get. Do you get any sense what you're talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
Marissa, do you feel that you can be too giving of yourself, almost to your own detriment? You'll sort of deplete your own emotional needs in order to make sure someone else's are met. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. As far as romantic relationships, yes.
Yeah.
And do you find that when you get wrapped up in your romantic relationship, when you've decided that you're in, does an anxiety start to brew for you underneath about how to make sure you hold on to that relationship? What I mean is it sort of a fear of abandonment. Does that kind of stay with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would encourage you to look closer at that. I think what happens for you is those fears of abandonment come up, and I think you do fine in your day-to-day life at work with your friends. I think they love you. They think you're fantastic. They rely on you, and you're always there for them, and they will be there for you. I think once you get into an
wide open in that way.
Right.
Yeah.
I think once you get into an intimate relationship, that's where you find your vulnerabilities, and that's when you get closer to your core issues, which are your fear of abandonment, I believe, maybe has you act in a bit of a way where your partner starts to feel like you've become a bit codependent and they kind of need a little space from you. Does this happen?
A little needy, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and the problem, though, is that in the relationship that you're currently in, it's kind of become like a repetitive pattern, and I think the only way to change it, unfortunately, is to get out of it and attract someone else. We're going to have to take a quick break, but thank you so much for your call. Ground your energy. Don't focus on that relationship that's been on and off. Find someone that's better and treat you better, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Guys, this is Dougal Frazier. This is The Dougal Frazier Show. My co-host today is Kathy DeBono. We're going to be taking more calls. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Frazier, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and
psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com, click on our appearances or events page, and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha!
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. My co-host today is Kathy DeBono, who is no longer in the closet as a psychic because, as far as I'm concerned, has been quite on target and clearly trying to take my job. No, I'm just kidding.
Dougal, you just make me feel safe enough to let it, you know.
Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Oh, I love it. So just for a quick moment, guys, you know, I always talk about color during my sessions. It's what I do. And I've actually discovered that I'm going to be doing, I've created an online course. It's called Color is My Prozac. Starting on September 20th, I'm going to be doing a 10-week course. You like that? Color is My Prozac?
I love that.
Well, everybody's medicated. I mean, it's crazy.
I think it's genius.
So this is something that we can do. And the way that it'll work is every week we will log in and you will listen to a talk that I will give about a specific color. We will meditate with that. I'll talk about the properties, how it will change your life, and what it will, how you can incorporate it into your life to invoke a certain energy. And then you can email in your questions. We talk about the topics, the similarities that we all go through. But it's going to be really fun. So to get more information, go to DougalFraser.com. You can register and sign up early, learn how to meditate, learn how to use it in visualizations, cleaning your aura, and fashion, because I'm the queer guy with the third eye. So I'm going to give you tips there. If you want a new job, you wear this color. If you're going on a date, you wear that color. If your mom's driving you crazy, you wear this color. It's all very exciting. So that's what we're going to do. So go to DougalFraser.com to get more information. Okay, guys, we're going to go straight to the calls. And our next caller is Brittany. This is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Say hi to Kathy.
Hi, Brittany.
Kathy.
Thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me, you guys.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Naperville, Illinois.
How exciting.
Yep.
All right, so I have to tell you, immediately when I tune into your energy, I see pink. And pink light is the light of perfection and unconditional love. I got to be honest with you, Brittany, you're pretty self-critical with yourself. That's something that you're working on this lifetime. You have a tendency to be kind of hard, and it's difficult for you to recognize when you've done a good job. The universe seems to be asking you to be a little bit kinder with self. I keep hearing in my head, God would be kinder to you than you are to self. It's hard for you to recognize when you've done a good job. It's like you push, and I need you to relax. I need you to like soak it up and go, God, I worked on that. I did a good job. There's a really strong creative vibe from you as well. I'd love to have you play with color, like get a canvas, get crazy, get out of that perfectionist issue, just start hitting it and, you know, get expressive. But right now it's about releasing that critical mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. A lot of
time. Yeah, you get most of that from your mom. But
yeah.
And we could talk about that for hours. Let's hope she's not listening. So what's going on in your life? Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do have a question for you. Okay, I recently got out of a 3-year relationship.
Smart.
We're still kind of in that, like, still talking phase, still wanting to be together. It's just very strange. We're both just going in two different places in our lives. He's transferring into college as a junior. He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... went away to school for a year, and I'm coming home to go to the community college for a year, and then I'm transferring into U of I, which is a little bit better of a school that I was at, but I'm a biology major. One day I want to be a doctor.
Okay. Breathe.
Yeah. So I just kind of, like, I don't know what to do with him. Like, I kind of need some guidance and just, like, some help relaxing, I guess. Like, what, like... can you give me a little insight on, like, what's going to happen with this? Because he moves tomorrow.
Yeah, I really, this is so hard for me to say because this is going to be a struggle for you, but you really need to sever the ties from that. Here's the deal. I think he'll be back in your life in another form someday, but right now I just feel too connected to it. And at the moment, it's like you push, and then you exhaust yourself and it's way too much. So I just think you guys need like an actual clean break of like, let's not talk for a while. Let's reassess our energy, maybe meet, you know, at another time. But for right now, it really feels like it's more important for you to focus on you. What do you think, Kathy?
I agree with that.
I agree with that. I also think given your age and where you are in your life, it makes sense that you would be, you know, shedding a relationship and trying on the next one because you're still growing into yourself and learning who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationships that we have early in our lives before we're moving, you know, deeper into our adulthood,
right?
We try them on and they teach us about ourselves. And then we have to move on when we outgrow them. And it sounds like you're moving into a new phase of your life and you're just struggling with the emotional tie.
And here's the thing, Brittany, and I don't mean to criticize your last relationship, but I think they wanted you to kind of stay in like a box in a way. It's like I see you as a really big, strong, bright energy. And sometimes people are intimidated by that. And I want you to be around someone that encourages that and isn't threatened by it. So right now you're kind of in a transition phase. It's like we need to remove some people who are good people. Don't get me wrong. Lovely, lovely people. But I want like a bigger energy, someone that's really motivated and kind of more of a cheerleader for you and really wants to help you be the best that you can possibly be so that you can erase that critical side that I talked about earlier. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. And you talked earlier about wanting to work in medicine, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think if you work in medicine, though, you should either be like a pediatrician or something connected to children. You will always maintain a youthful essence to your energy, and there are very few people that can bridge the gap between adulthood and childhood. You could do that. So I don't know if you've picked a specialty yet, but I'm definitely drawn to working with children. Then they flash my sister in my head who had cancer when she was younger. She was a teenager. So you might actually work with children that really are struggling with something major, but I definitely think part of your work will be with kids.
That's really weird that you say that because pediatrics is definitely what I'm going into.
Brittany, it's a gift for crying out loud.
I know.
I'm
really
changing
is.
Lives. It's exhausting, Brittany.
That is awesome.
Well, listen, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it, and I wish you luck with everything.
Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, so that's so one of those weird moments where when I feel like a crazy person. You're a therapist. Do I need medication? You know, because I start to see images in my head and I think I'm crazy. I'm going to be wrong. You know, the image of my sister, the image of the kids. But then I'm right. And we were talking about this yesterday when we were having coffee. I always say as a psychic, you know, a large part of what I'm doing is being a risk taker. Like I'm saying, this is what I get from you. And that doesn't even have to be in a therapeutic environment. Like people who are listening, like, you know, speak your mind. What's the energy getting? What are you perceiving? What are you seeing? But I like the tag team element of being able to give advice. And
I
think it's cool.
I think it's really fun. And I think it's really great that I get to sort of swim in your pond for a little while and, you know, give it a try. Like, for instance, with that last caller, I was getting an image of a motorcycle in my head. But
really?
I just sort of stayed out of it because I had that nervous, like, that's going to be wrong. That's not going to be involved anyway.
Right. No, but you're and that's the thing that I find interesting. You know, most people have this idea, and this is what we talked about in coffee, of what a psychic impression is supposed to look like. Like, I think people think I wake up in the morning and my guardian angels, like, stroke my forehead. And they're like, your 11:30 client's going to be divorced. Go get coffee. You know, that's not how it works at all.
It isn't?
No, oh my God, I'd be making a lot more money.
And who was that guy who's rubbing your head in the morning?
That's David.
Oh, that's David.
But I think there's just an element to, like, what when we're sitting here and talking and even watching you do it, like you said earlier, I guess just being in this environment, I feel more comfortable doing it. But technically, you're doing this all the time, right?
Yeah. And a lot of the things that I do, you know, like with the first callers where I just sort of let my impressions fly of their emotional center, you know, when I'm practicing therapy, I'll still get those same impressions, but I will approach it in a very different way because it's just not appropriate to be like, to just blurt it out.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle. Like, I really wondered if Brittany's boyfriend was a guy who rode a motorcycle. And
right,
I kind of wanted to ask, but I didn't want to waste her time.
Right.
While I'm practicing.
Her and see what she's saying.
Right. Yeah.
And I've also had the polar opposite example where I've said an impression that I've gotten and it hasn't been right. And it's just like a learning curve. Like, you kind of have to try and figure it out. But I'm always curious about, you know, we talk a lot about this on the show of people's ability to disconnect, you know, and I'm sure you can understand, like, I think whether you're a therapist or a nurse or if you're drawn to a healing craft, as much as it's uplifting, it also can be kind of draining. So I'm curious for you, when you connect with someone, do you have a technique or a tool that you use to disconnect if it feels like it's too much?
You mean energetically?
Yeah.
I think the tool that I have to use, if the person's close to me, if they're a friend and I'm getting really locked in, I will just go to them and blurt it all out because I feel like I'm being pushed almost.
Like verbal diarrhea.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it will grate on me and drain me until I get it out.
Yeah.
If it's not of that situation, if it's not someone that I'm friends with or a client or something like that, I will just get away from the situation. I'll remove myself.
Right.
If it's not an appropriate
physically,
time.
Or can you? This is what I'm curious. And we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. I was saying that a lot of highly psychic people or healers that I know have gone through some kind of trauma. And I'd mentioned that I'm a sexual abuse survivor. And you said, of course, that makes perfect sense because people dissociate.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So can you? If you're in a room where the energy is too heavy, can you physically be there and go away? Or do you literally mean you walk away from it?
That's an interesting question. I think Jill would tell you that sometimes I'm physically there, but I'm gone. I think that happens when I get energetically overwhelmed.
Right.
And I'm still traversing this.
And someone has to really know you to know that. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. That's
your girlfriend. So she knows your eye, your look. You
right.
Know?
Right. Right. Yeah, she knows that. And you know, to someone else, it might look like I've just sort of secluded myself. But
right.
Sometimes I will just energetically be gone. Either it's completely drained or I have to go preserve.
Right. Well, speaking of preserve, we have to pay the bills. So we're going to run some commercials. I'm going to go away. So, guys, this is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. We're taking your calls. I see all these email questions. It's insane. Thank you for emailing in your questions. We're going to read some of them next. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Action Whey and Emerald C combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald C on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser. And joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Again, my co-host this hour is Kathy DeBono. We're giving advice. We're talking auras. We're seeing the future. It's all very exciting. So did you email that question about the motorcycle?
I did.
Are you nervous?
I direct Twittered her. Yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
Yeah, maybe we'll get the answer. Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe.
So I want to do, first, quickly, guys, again, I'm going to be in New York. So if you want to come see me in person on August the 17th, you can call 1-877-936-8425.
1-877-936-8425.
Right, I'm trying not to break down the studio. I'm laughing because Kathy's knocking into things like crazy. But so someone emailed in a question. So Jen in New Jersey says, I'm trying to decide if I should tell my new boyfriend that I used to be an exotic dancer. We've been dating for about a month and I really like him. He's pretty conservative and I'm worried that he will judge me if he knows about my past. I don't plan on ever going back to dancing for money. Is it really necessary to tell him? Scandal. Thoughts?
I have a lot of questions for that. My questions are, okay, you're an exotic dancer. What exactly does that mean? Were men touching you? Did you actually sell your body?
Can men touch you when you dance?
Well, you know, she's calling herself an exotic dancer, but
sometimes
that means lap dances in the back. I really would wonder what kind of dancing she actually means.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a whole different conversation with her boyfriend.
Well, so I err on the side of, for me and in my relationships, and this is friendships and not necessarily family. I hope they're not listening, but I try to, like, uber honesty to me is the most important. And I mean, I'm trying to think how I would feel if when we were dating, you were like, oh, by the way, I used to rock the pole. I mean, I don't know how that
I mean,
I don't have a problem with it.
What if it were just dancing? What if he never sold his body?
Nobody like Cirque du Soleil?
No. You mean like a bar,
right? Right. You mean like
a bar, stripper pole bar, and let's just say, like,
I dated a David. Take your earphones off. I dated a shop boy once. Well, that was after we were together.
That's like
dancer in training. It's like when you walk around in like a thong, like trying to get people to do shots.
Yeah, but you knew that from the get-go.
Has like half the audience like turned off their radio right now. What is he talking about? Here's the thing. Let's go into the question at hand. I actually think honesty is the most important thing. And I think, Jen, what I get is the fact that you doubt that you can't show your vulnerable side and your strong side isn't just about the relationship. That's kind of telling to me about who you are as a person. And in my opinion, what you need to figure out is, do you want to be in a relationship where my scars and my beauty are honored at the same level? For me, and that's a personal choice. For me, you know, I wanted David to know everything. Like, this is what I've done. These are the mistakes that I've made, because then it helps me to be safe to really explore, you know, the issues in my relationship. And I'm sure you've seen this as a therapist. Like, I'm fascinated with some of my clients when, simple things like, you know, you haven't had sex in a year. Do you and your husband talk about it? Or do you and your spouse talk about it? And then they answer no.
Yeah.
That amazes me.
It does amaze me. It's not speaking with your spouse about things, or like you say, I'm totally all about the honesty myself.
Right.
If for no other reason, you want to have a relationship with someone who is having a relationship with your whole self.
Right.
And all of our experiences and our history, they all add up to create who we are today.
Yeah.
And so if you conveniently leave things out, it's only going to serve to have you feel even worse about them.
Right.
And judge them.
Yeah.
Because you're going to carry that around inside of you. And it doesn't give your partner a chance to have a relationship with your whole self.
And what about the stress of, I don't know if your friends know, Jen, but I can't imagine the stress of like being in a social situation. Right. And that would be
worse fear,
being found out. Yeah.
That would be an issue.
So I invite you to be honest. Now, I mean, I guess with a therapeutic environment, well, here's another question, actually. I had a friend the other day. Again, I hope they're not listening, who confessed to not having an affair, but doing something that I would consider inappropriate, like in my relationship. I think like a little bit of physical contact with someone else. And I'm friends with both of them. So now I know that she's done this to her husband. And, you know, it was that weird moment where I was listening and trying to be supportive that she had this experience and it like invoked some energy. But I felt badly on the other hand, because I was like, oh, like, I know you guys as, you know,
now you're carrying a secret.
Right.
Which is so not healthy.
It's so not healthy.
Are you feeling obligated to tell him?
No, I don't feel like it's my space I don't think that's my place, you know, to bring something like that up, because that's really intimate. But there was a part of me that wanted to say, you know, like, I appreciate that you're going through this and this is something that you want to kind of work on, but I don't know if I can be available to hear about it.
I think if you have said that, it would be the smart thing to do.
I just kept smiling.
I think you have a right to. I mean, if you're wondering, opinion.
Yeah.
I think you totally have a right to. She sort of made you complicit to her secret.
Right. Because it's a confession, don't you think?
Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't her intention.
Not at all.
She was just confiding in her friend.
And drunk.
But at the same time, if you're friends with the couple, you're friends with both of them, she did not in that drunk moment realize she was making you complicit to her secret. Now you're carrying it with you.
Yeah.
And that really isn't fair.
And I was kind of shocked, you know, because I wanted to do that moment of, I don't want to judge, you know, whatever works for everybody's got their own. And I asked, are you planning on saying anything? And the response was no. And I was kind of like, oh, I was kind of freaked out.
Then why'd you tell me?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too. I've had a lot of unique, like, I don't know what's going on in the stars or whatever, but I've had a lot of unique friendship stuff come up as well. I had another friend who I hadn't spoken to in well over a year, kept calling and calling and calling, and we kind of have some unresolved issues, and it's really hard with friends. I feel like I keep getting confronted with this honesty stuff to, like, weave someone back into your life, you know, that you haven't spoken to in a long time.
Or if you don't want to. I love this topic. We've been talking about this a lot lately, like friend breakups.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
Does that exist?
Breaking up with a friend?
Yeah.
I think it does. If you've come to a place where you don't have a lot in common, or maybe they've betrayed you or whatever it is, and you just don't want them in your life anymore, are you obligated to tell them? Or do you like, what's the right thing to do? Would you want to be broken up with by a friend, or would you want them to just stop calling and that ends?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is, what is the dynamic of that particular? I don't think there's a universal answer.
I agree.
I think it's what's the dynamic between those two people, those two friends? What's their history been? Where do they stand now? What's the reason for the breakup?
Right.
There's a lot that goes into that choice.
Yeah. Admittedly, I'm a people pleaser by nature. But then there's this also part where, like, I spend so much of my day communicating and clearing my chakras and trying to be a good person. And then it's like, do you have to tell, does everything have to be a dialogue, like, with every single person? And what I did was, I ended up calling them back, and I thought, I'm just going to be immediately honest. And when she answered, she was like, how are you? And I was like, I feel really awkward. Just like you said earlier, like, if you're overwhelmed by the energy, like, just say it.
Right.
There's something about just, you know, because I can't do that high-pitched shattered glass, like, I'm great, you know, because I'm not great. Like, this feels weird.
Well, that'd move you into an inauthentic place.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And what was interesting was, it was actually really well received. And we talked about that. Yes, it's been awkward. And, you know, I still care about you, but we clearly have some issues in our relationship. But I don't know. Sometimes I just get drained by...
Sometimes a relationship of, you know, even friendships, they reach a point where one person is growing in one direction and the other person's growing in the other direction, just as romantic relationships do. And you've outgrown one another.
Right.
And, you know, you can always grow back together years down the line.
I agree.
That happens too.
Right.
But sometimes your life is just taking a direction that someone else can't go in with you.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's happening with you and your friend.
Well, it also, I felt, this is so terrible. But what, you know, when I remove myself and I go, like, really purely into my soul without thinking about hurting someone's feelings, I just wanted to say, like, and, you know, we're all busy. So I don't want to, you know, busyness sounds like such an eye roll. But, you know, it's so hard for me right now to see the people that are in my life on a regular basis. When you pop up after a year and a half, I'm just kind of like, get in line.
Yeah, there's all those practical reasons,
right,
too. Like, oh, your attention has been drawn elsewhere.
Right. But she's my neighbor.
And she's asking for your attention back.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's another variable.
Right.
So
I'm
in
kidding.
Your case.
She's not my neighbor.
Oh, well, all right. I was going to say, if she's your neighbor, then you do want to have a talk
really
with her.
See her.
Yeah. You don't want to.
She lives far.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So Kathy DeBono, again, is going to be hosting a show on Transformation Talk Radio. When does it start?
Right now, it's going to be the first Tuesday of September. It'll be a Tuesdays at noon.
So exciting.
Yay. So exciting. I'm very excited.
And so how can people find you? I know they can go to your website, kathyisin.com. But
kathyisin.com.
You get good tweet.
I'm going to make, I have a Twitter, kathydebono.com. As you said, I'm also an actor. Mm-hmm. So I kind of thought maybe keeping the two Twitters separate for different interests. I
mean, really?
I don't know. I mean, this was Jill's idea.
Does it feel so? Good question.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you have to pick which person or energy you're getting into, or because I think acting and invoking that energy is very similar to a healing process.
It's very similar from my perspective where I'm sitting now. Right. From the people that I'm letting know that I'm out there, and if you want to find me, I right. think from their perspective it might be very different.
Oh. So
if you're looking for me as Kathy is in the therapist,
right.
And you're getting all my tweets about my film festivals, it might seem a little intrusive. Like, I feel like I'm sort of intruding on you. You're interested in
right.
In the radio show and in you know, this world
right.
that we're doing right now.
Right. Not the superstar.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Celebrity.
The mega superstar.
So go to KathyIsIn.com and find out more information. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
fun.
Me. What a blast.
Good. And guys, don't forget, I'm doing my teleconference, Color is My Prozac. It's a 10-week course. Every week we'll be talking about color and energy and how to cleanse your chakras, decorating, style tips. It's all very exciting. Go to DougalFraser.com for more information or call us at 1-877-936-8425. Find me on Facebook. I want to be friends with you. I feel like we should like hang out and have a moment. Guys, great show today. It's been super fun. I will see you next week. Enjoy your summer. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Them other boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take a piece of bridge. Dirty babe. You see these